Rosie.
A family of disgusting cane toads arrived in Western Australia from Queensland via a box of mangoes. The home of mangoes is a town called Bowen. So Ryan and Rosie called a Bowen hotel to try and give the mangoes back.
Central Hotel, Diane speaking.
Seven cane toads have jumped onto a mango and made their way to Perth, and everyone's quite concerned. I heard these things are scary. As someone who's never been to Queensland, I've heard these are menaces. We need to shut our doors, close up the windows. Like,
I think somebody's having a go at you, mate.
What? So the cane toads are fine. They're not dangerous creatures.
I haven't seen a cane toad for a while.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why. It's because they got on the mangoes and they came over here to Western Australia to leave you alone.
Well,
apparently,
you can have them.
Oh, no,
no, we don't want them.
This is what we want to do. We thought we'd call you guys there in lovely Bowen because we're offering to send them back. Would you?
Oh, that's fine.
Can we just post them to the pub?
Oh, you can do whatever you want to with them. We don't want them, really.
All right, well, there'll be a box on the way to the Central Hotel in Bowen.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'll just wait by the letterbox. They'll be there soon and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
All right, Rosie, and while we're sending the toads back...
We could send a few other things.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to send our pests here, well, we've got a few pests of our own I reckon we could send back to you and then see how you like it. Yeah. Queensland.
Leah on our Facebook page says, the flies, blowflies and mosquitoes.
Have them all.
13, 12, 16. What should we send back to Queensland? Hi, Jess.
Hi, guys.
Now, what would you like to send back to Queensland?
I would like to send back today tonight.
Oh, gosh. Okay, we're offending everyone this morning. Yeah. Okay, because obviously they no longer have it on the East Coast, but we do.
But, Jess, what happens if there's a dodgy mechanic in the area? Oh. Then what will we do if we don't have today tonight?
What normal people do and deal with it without a TV show.
That is a very good point. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, guys.
How you doing, Mandy?
Oh, not too bad.
Now, what do you think we should send off to Queensland in retaliation for getting these toads?
Troy Buzzwell.
Okay.
And
I don't want to respond in any way.
Maybe
he'd appreciate the trip to Queensland. It's a nice place. Okay.
And do you think Queensland would like him?
I think they would appreciate him. I think he's...
All right. Well, Mandy, we'll put the offer out. He might be busy and he might not like it.
He might be busy, but we'll see if he wants a trip. Okay.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Thanks, Mandy.
How are you, Daz?
Good, and you?
We are very well. Cane toads in Western Australia, what should we send back over to Queensland?
They actually came from Western Australia.
No, didn't they jump?
Controversy.
I read that they jumped on a mango plant and they got here in cargo.
No, from the Kimberleys.
Oh, from the north. They've come down.
Are you saying we have wrong... Is it the ones yesterday or just in general?
In general, yeah. They've been in Western Australia for a long time.
Are you saying, Daz, that we might owe the great, great people of Queensland an apology?
Yes, you do.
You know what? They're not getting one. They're not getting one. I think originally at some point the frogs jumped all the way from Queensland to the Kimberley, so that's through another state. So Darwin and Northern Territory also need to be pretty mad. And then they've come down to Perth. And if they make it any more south, I am definitely not apologising, guys.
Yeah, no. They did originally come from Queensland. So you're right.
All right.
Yeah, so it's their fault. Okay.
I was going to say, if we had a producer, we would have fired them. Daz, thanks for letting us know, mate. Rosie, let's talk about a few of the guys here at Hot FM that work here who aren't on there. You might not know them, but Matt and Tim, what do they do here?
They make my world a better place. Guys, a latte with bon sugar. Thank you very much.
As well as being Rosie's personal assistants, plural assistant, they help make all the ads and stuff.
Yeah.
And, helping all the local WA businesses get their message across, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're pretty busy. And so when one of them isn't here, it's obviously pretty tough on the other one.
Oh, yeah, because it's just the two of them and they do it all. So yeah. When one's away, the other one just gets just chock-a-block with work.
So if they're both not here, it'd be pretty tricky, wouldn't it?
Oh, the boss would have some serious staff issues.
Yeah, it'd be very difficult for this whole station to stay alive if those guys weren't here, even just for a day, I reckon. So what if both Matt and Tim asked for an extra long weekend? This is what we were pondering yesterday afternoon.
Because lots of people do that. I mean, today's Friday. Yeah. Take it off.
Yeah.
Like, if you got Monday off, just do it properly.
Yeah. 4-dayer.
Yeah.
So much better.
You should have started the cough yesterday in the workplace. Quick tip for next time.
So Matt has decided to call the boss, Simon. So Matt's called Simon to ask for for today off, yep. And this was yesterday afternoon.
Hello.
G'day, Simon. How you going?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I was just giving a quick call. I was just wondering. I found out we've got a long weekend this week.
Yes.
On Monday. And I was just thinking maybe I could make it a 4-dayer and take tomorrow off.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? What?
Oh, just maybe head down to Albany or something?
Yeah. What do the other guys reckon?
I don't know. I could ask Tim.
Yeah, ask Tim and...
All right. All right.
Thanks, Cobb. Have you a little friend, have you?
No, I wish.
Oh, just checking. Oh,
be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bit of a getaway. Yeah.
All right. It's beautiful down there. You love it.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Come back to us when you get organised.
Speak soon. Cheers.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
All right. So Matt's...
Oh, poor single Matt. Not only does he not have a little friend down there, now everyone in WA knows that.
Yeah. So Matt's asked for the day off.
So here's where I'm angry. How easy was that?
Yeah. Seems great.
I mean, just it wasn't even any hesitation. Yeah.
Now, Matt's partner in crime here at work is Tim. They work together and they can't. One of them has to be here all the time. So before Matt had a chance to ask Tim, we got Tim to call the boss as well.
Ooh.
And also ask for the same day off.
Hello.
Hey, Simon. It's Tim here. How you doing?
Hey, mate. Good.
Oh, that's great. It's a bit late notice, but I was wondering if you could give me a bit of help. Is it the ESS or something for booking leave?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I was hoping, because I've just found out long weekend this weekend, and better than that, though, I've got some family coming over again.
Have you?
Yeah. I was wondering, where is it on the website? So it would be good if I could get the time off tomorrow just so I could see them.
Well, you can't because I'm having tomorrow off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. that's all right. What are you doing tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to Albany.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
I'm going there with Matt.
Really?
Tim, you're a terrible liar.
I know. I'm sorry.
Simon, you've been in this business way too long to put up with that crap, haven't you?
Way too long.
Damn it!
Go back to work.
Ryan and Rosie like to find out if things are actually things. So they ask, is it a thing?
Is it a thing? Is it a thing? Maybe it's not a thing after all.
This week, they're asking about travel voices.
Good morning, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm really good. How are you?
We're well. Now, Amy, you've been to both Bali and Phuket.
Yes, I have.
All right, I've got a question for you. When you talk to the locals, like the waiter or the taxi driver or something like that, do you change your voice? Do you have like a travel voice?
Oh my God, yes I do.
What is it? Can you explain it to us?
It's crazy. Every time you tell yourself, don't do it. And then all of a sudden, someone goes, did you just talk like them? And you go, oh yes I did.
But you just want to, it just helps you be understood, right?
Absolutely.
Does it? Does it really?
It works.
Do you feel like you use your hands a lot more?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
Definitely.
So a travel voice is a thing.
Definitely a thing, yeah. I'm big on it.
All right, thanks for calling, Amy.
Thank you.
Tara from Bunbury, is it a thing?
Yes. I haven't been to Bali or anything, but my family is from Thailand, and when they come over... I feel like I talk to them with less words and definitely more hands.
And I feel like you're trying to be helpful. You do it in good intentions, but it just comes across as offensive and maybe on the verge of a little bit racist. Like, I just feel like it's kind of a bad thing, but it's also a good thing, but it's definitely a thing.
Yeah, definitely. All right. My family gets so mad at me, my Australian family.
All right, thank you very much, Tara. That makes it 2-0 at the moment.
Olivia and Boyette Brooke, do you think it's a thing?
Yes, definitely.
Do you do it?
Yes, but now we've got backpackers that have come to my family farm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm now doing it at home.
can you give us an example of your international voice, I guess we could call it?
Shut the door, or grab that.
Yeah.
That. Just that.
It's slow. There's lots of hands. You've cut out words. All right.
It's so annoying. Yes, it's a thing.
After all. Ryan and Rosie found a mystery phone number in their office. Who could it be?
It's called Dan. Baby name, number. Cheers.
Hey, Dan, it's Rosie from Hot FM. Just giving you a yell. You can give me a yell back in the office here whenever you like. Talk soon. Bye. I don't even know who Dan is. I know a lot of Dans.
Later in the day, Mystery Dan called back and things got real awkward.
Why do you think I have your number?
Because of the charity night.
The charity night. That's why I have your number.
Yeah.
Yes, this makes complete sense. This is perfect. Okay, this makes complete sense. I remember doing this, Dan. Sorry, what did you think when you got the message yesterday? Did you even know who I was?
Yeah, I know who you are.
Oh, good, great. That would have been good.
Do you know what Dan it is?
It's Dan. Yeah, your event is... I can't remember the event, what it's called.
Yeah, no, it's Dan from boxing.
Dan from boxing?
Yeah.
That Dan! Oh my god, I totally know you. Oh wow, this is even more embarrassing. Oh my god, Dan, I am such a loser. You know what's really embarrassing is the fact that your voice is so unrecognizable because I haven't been to the boxing gym in weeks.
Yeah.
Oh wow, wow. Well, good to have your number.
Yeah.
Great to know who you are. Good to see you doing great things in the community. And we should chat sometime.
We know who Dan is. Treble voices are a thing. Matt and Tim aren't getting a long, long weekend. And Cane Toads aren't being sent back to Queensland. So now that's all taken care of. We can head off for the weekend.
Ryan and Rosie.
Weekdays from 6
on Hot FM.